the Saturday Light Brigade, and that was Tribeca-stan, by the way. So here in front of me are two of my favorite people. They may not even have known that until just now, for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is there's nothing like a couple family members singing and playing together. And here they are, Paul Dvorak and Paul Dvorak.
They got me down since that sweet thing she ain't around. I'm as blue as I can be, just as blue as a deep blue sea. Woke up this morning feeling blue, couldn't sleep last night just thinking of you. Tossed and turned, tears in my eyes, wondering why you said goodbye. Diesel blues, they got me down since that sweet thing she ain't around. I'm as blue as I can be, just as blue as a deep blue sea. Now she's gone, what can I do? It's too late to start anew. For true love is hard to find. It's too late to start my kind. These old blues, they got me down since that sweet thing she ain't around. I'm as blue as I can be, just as blue as a deep blue sea. These old blues, they got me down since that sweet thing she ain't around. I'm as blue as I can be, just as blue as any pussy, just as blue as any pussy.
There you have, and you guys are going by the Fern Hollow Boys, I do believe.
That's right.
I keep saying Paul and Paul, and I was just tweeting. I got excited when I heard you play, and I decided I would tweet to the whole universe that you're playing. We actually have this it's not ridiculous. It's a good system where in one keystroke, I can update our Facebook page and tweet, and I think it even rings up people's telephones at homes. It does door knocking. We have politicians that want this system, but we're trying to keep it to ourselves. Welcome back. It's good to see both of you.
Thank you, Larry.
Paul, I know you just had the big benefit for St. Joseph's House of Hospitality. How did things go?
April 27th. It was the largest attended concert yet. It was our 14th annual concert.
That's
and it was a great concert, and we made more money this year than last year.
That's great. And you've done such great work for that organization for so many years.
Thank you.
Now, congratulations on
St. Joseph's is celebrating its 75th year this year.
Wow. This is an organization that helps men get back on their feet. If memory serves, there's 40 beds.
59.
Has that gone up? Or?
No, it's been 59 for a while.
Wow. That's more than I realized.
And capacity for 59.
And the great thing about the program is, by back on their feet, I mean, there's some great stories of folks who've fallen on hard times and through some compassion and care have been able to re-enter life. You know, it's they'd call it reboot if they were computers, but as human beings, it's a little harder than that. And it's just been a great legacy of service.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Larry.
And Paul, the younger, is here too. You must get tired. Maybe not get tired of being introduced as your dad saw it all the time.
No. At one point, they used to call him Les Paul after the guitar.
I don't know what they meant, though. I was kind of offended by it.
You were offended. I guess it was an inside joke.
Yes, a little less Paul, or, well, you're probably a little less, but you're about your dad's height this point. What have you been up to lately?
Oh, staying busy. The other band, the Mon River Ramblers, we're getting pretty busy. Getting ready to go down to Del Fest next weekend.
Oh, nice.
Maryland.
So yeah, we need to have you guys on, too. It's been quite a while since we've had the Ramblers on, and you guys have really developed a reputation for just great, tight bluegrass, and it's nice to have the two of you here. We probably ought to get to another song. What would you like to do next?
A song we learned from the Seldom Seen called Muddy Water. Okay. Grab the baby, the river's rising. Muddy water is taking back the land. Old frame house, she can't take one more beating. Ain't no use to stay and make a stand. Well, the morning light showed water in the valley. Daddy's grave just went below the line. Things to save, you just can't take them with you. Flood will swallow all we'll leave behind. I won't be back to start all over. Cause what I felt before is gone. Mary, grab the baby, the river's rising. Muddy water's taking back my home.
To leave here, turn my back on the road I left below, shifting lands and broken farms around me. Muddy waters changing all I know. I won't be back to start all over. Taking back my home. Muddy waters taking back my home.
The Saturday Light Brigade, the Fern Hollow Boys. Is there ever another boy, or is it just the two?
Just the two
boys.
Yep. We had a band for we played a benefit for the School for the Blind Children. And we put a band together. We were called the Fern Hollow Boys.
Yeah.
But we have had other members in and out.
That's a good song. You know, I'm glad you played that song. It not only did you play it really well, but believe it or not, I was thinking about that song yesterday.
Really?
I was looking for something in our music library, and I don't know why it turned up in the search, but it did. And I said, Muddy Waters, Seldom Seen, that's a great song. I had to play that sometime, and I didn't this morning, but you did.
Thank you.
That was just last night, which is really, it's funny.
They wrote that about the Shenandoah River in Virginia, which is really a nice river.
Yeah, it is.
My wife and I spent a weekend on in a log cabin there at the beginning of March. It's a very pretty place. Excuse me for this.
You can tune. It's preferred here, actually.
Tuning. The C string is a little temperamental.
It's preferred. It's encouraged. It's.
And Paul always tells me it's out of tune, so I don't even have to have him tell me anymore. I just do it.
Paul, how did you get into this kind of music?
My parents put me into Suzuki, playing classical violin.
Really?
When I was in second grade. And then as soon as I could play a tune, my dad got his guitar and taught me a fiddle tune. And then we just started playing ever
and
since
someone
then.
Lent us a mandolin.
Yeah.
And second or third, fourth grade, and another friend of ours, Tim Bellotto, we were busking down at the Strip District just to see if we could do it. Sort of backed into bluegrass that way.
I can't imagine busking with my dad. I love my dad. I can't imagine. My dad, you know, is a metallurgical engineer, retired from U.S. Steel. I can't, you know, we'll formulate alloy. Tips appreciated. I just don't see it happening. So Suzuki, you know, I don't know Suzuki that well, but it does not strike me as the natural pathway to bluegrass, or was it helpful?
It was very helpful. And my teacher, Ramona, she actually gave me some sheet music for fiddle tunes to try to, you know, just broaden, you know, what you can play.
Sally Gooden, Devil's Green.
Yeah. Bile Them Cabbage.
Yeah.
So when did you make the switch from violin? Was it first guitar and then mandolin?
It was, violin, and I still play mostly fiddle. But the switch to mandolin, that's only a few years back, I guess. Just started playing it.
And, Paul, your roots with this music go back?
Actually, when someone lent us a mandolin and said that, I think it's tuned the same as a fiddle. And so we really literally just backed into it. Then we started listening to the Bluegrass Jam on Sunday night with our friend
Bruce.
I was just with Bruce
this week. Yeah.
And say, let's try this out. And it just pulled you right in.
Yeah, it's amazing. Bluegrass has a way of doing that. I remember the first time I went to a bluegrass festival, I went for about an hour, and I stayed for 4 days.
4 days.
I was younger. I was willing to wear the same clothes for more days than I have. I'm not making it up. 3 days, I guess it was. But it was really, really an experience. That was at Brady's Run Park in Beaver. A lot of us have great memories of that park. It's 11:30, or that festival. It's 11:30. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. 85 degrees and sunny today and tomorrow. 55 degrees tonight. Around 70 right now outside. And we should hear some more from the Fern Hollow Boys, the Dvorak's here. What's next?
One we've been doing for a long time. We learned it from the Monroe Brothers, called A Feast Here Tonight.
Rabbit in the log and ain't got my dog. How will I get him, I know. Get me a briar and I'll twist it in his hair. And away I'll get him, I know. I know,
I know,
I know. way I'll get him, I know. Give me a briar and I'll twist it in his hair. And away I'll get him, I know. Build me a fire and I'll cook that old hare. Roll him in the flames and bake him brown. Have a feast here tonight where the moon is shining bright. Find me a place to lie down.
To lie down.
To lie down.
To lie down.
To lie down. Find me a place to lie down.
Have a feast
here tonight where the moon is shining bright. Find me a place to lie down. Soles on my shoes are nearly gone. A little ways ahead, there's an old farmer's shed. That's where I'll rest my weary bones.
Weary bones,
weary bones,
weary bones.
Lazy bones. That's where I'll rest my weary bones. A little ways ahead, there's an old farmer's shed. That's where I'll rest my weary bones.
Fern Hollow Boys, Paul and Paul Dvorak. That's a fun song, and it's fun to watch people play that and watch people sing that. And it's great. We're just saying hello to Madison and Sophia as they go out into the big theater where they can hear things on the big speakers.
Madison's dad, Joel, is our case manager at St. Joseph House of Hospitality.
Oh.
You were asking about the connections.
Yeah.
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 So and that's works for us.
And then what about Sophia's dad?
Oh, I've known him for a while. We've been good friends, roommates.
And who's that?
The other guy?
Yeah, what's his name?
Brandon.
Oh, hey, Brandon. I've known him for a while. Good friend, good roommate. don't know his name, but... if you're just joining us, it's Paul Dvorak and Paul Dvorak Jr. Playing together and sounding just great. Do you guys practice much? Or I mean, you'd have to. This just doesn't happen.
Paul comes over for Sunday dinner, and we usually end up picking up the instruments.
Well, that's a nice routine. Do you have any other sons or daughters, Paul? I'd never thought to ask you that.
Our daughter Anna is not with us. She's at a
Does she work?
No, it's a when they have a baby shower.
Baby shower.
Yeah.
Baby shower. It's like Password or the $25,000 pyramid. Okay, this is when they have a baby and a shower. Ba-ding! And
yeah.
This one, I'm sorry, I was just thinking about that. Is she musical as well?
She sang in the choir in school, yeah.
So that might be fun.
Played a little piano.
And any other kids?
That's Paul and Anna.
Paul and Anna. So she could be a Fern Hollowette, maybe.
Be a Fern Hollowette. That's a great one.
What would you like to do next?
Graham Parsons' tune called Hickory Wind. The one of the first albums that I heard a bluegrassy was the Sweethearts of the Rodeo, and I heard this song for the first time on that, and we enjoyed doing it. Makes me feel better.
hickory-wee. I started out younger, and most everything, all the riches and pleasures, what more can life bring? And it makes me feel lonesome each time it begins. It's a hard way to find out that trouble is real in a faraway city with a faraway feel. It makes me feel better each time it begins.
That's a real pretty song from the Fern Hollow Boys. Singing harmony is always, I think, a little bit of a challenge. You guys do it really well. Did it take you a while to figure that out, or was it natural?
I can't do it. Paul can. I sing mostly lead, and he sings the harmony. Yep. But you're right. It's a hard thing to learn.
Keeping it together, though,
yeah.
You're still a part of that, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Paul
yeah.
Sr.
Yeah. He'll tell me when I'm flat or sharp.
Apparently, though, so it applies to you, not just the E string of your guitar. It's, you know, I guess it's okay. If the sun's going to tell you something,
yeah.
I'm sure that's for your benefit, right, Paul? You would be, it's hard to say Paul and you don't know which Paul you're talking to. I don't think you've recorded much, the two of you together.
No, we haven't.
And I think it would be great if you did sometime. What about your other band? Do you have anything out?
We have one album that's been out for 3 years now, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna go back in, I believe, this fall and record a new one.
Great. How can folks get to your website?
It's monriverramblers.com.
That's easy. monriverramblers.com. And if you ever wanted to have the two Pauls play at an event, that's probably the easiest way, right? Because they could get to you through the website.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That works.
At least I was thinking that might be the easiest way. We probably have time for two or three more. That's up to you. We didn't get a chance to talk about your set list beforehand.
We do have
beforehand.
About three. We have two more instrumentals and another vocal song.
Great. So we can get them all in.
I think, Paul, the Ramblers are playing at the Arts Festival.
People we are.
See them.
Oh, terrific.
There's a bluegrass day. I don't know what day of the week that is.
I'll look that up while you're playing, unless you happen to know.
No, I can't remember.
And they also won the Delfest band contest last year, and they're going back there this year to play on the main stage.
That's huge.
Yes.
Congratulations.
It's going to be a great time. We're playing on Friday morning at 10 and Sunday morning at 10. So those are going to be pretty early sets, but hopefully there'll be a good crowd.
Well, to be on the stage, gosh, I remember judging a contest like that once. It was funny. Or not funny, but fun. But it's a lot of memories. a lot of controversy when you judge a contest like that.
Right.
We'll listen to them again. I'll find out the Arts Festival Bluegrass date, and here they are again, the Fern Hollow Boys. Having a race.
That's a real knuckle.
I wanted to stop. Bluegrass Day is Saturday, June 9th. And you guys are going to be, I'm looking at the Mon Valley or the Mon River Ramblers website. You're going to be on the Saturday Light Brigade this week. Oh, never mind. Saturday. It's hard to read all. You guys are really doing great. It's 2 to 3 p.m. on June 9th. That's
okay.
June 9th, 2 to 3 p.m. on that Saturday. And I see Del McCurry is also going to be there.
Peter Rowan.
And then Greensky, a quintet from Michigan, is going to be there as well.
Yeah.
So nice to see the Arts Festival. And they've actually done a pretty good job of this over the years, nodding its head to bluegrass.
Yeah, last year we played the Arts Fest last year before Ricky Skaggs.
They opened for Ricky Skaggs.
And there was a really great crowd that day.
Oh, yeah. Ricky, so, you know, would attract a lot of people. And, you know, Del and Peter have a huge following.
Yeah.
Did you hear any of the album we played from it this morning? Because you mentioned Del Fest, too. With the Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
I saw them last year at Del Fest. I haven't heard the recording, but the live show.
Oh, you got to see them with the band?
Yeah.
That had to be really something.
I think
something.
They're doing it again this year, too,
are they?
At Del Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope to see them, too.
The recording's delightful, that would be really fun to see.
It was really great to see it. That was one of my favorite memories from last year, actually.
Yeah. That's how did the – I don't mean to veer off here, but how did the crowd react to that?
Because they loved it.
Good. That's good. So sometimes certain types of crowds in any musical genre get a little upset when something other than a banjo, mandolin, guitar, fiddle, or bass is on, dobro is on the stage. And the
Dale Fest has quite a lot of different kinds of music.
That's
it
a
really
good.
Is it's really quite diverse.
That's here. You've got another instrumental planned.
Oh,
or you have a vocal.
We have a vocal and an instrumental.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Gotta remember how this goes. New River Train.
Oh, New River Train.
Yeah.
Good song.
Okay.
Riding on that New River Train. Riding on that New River Train. Same old train that brought me here is gonna carry me away again.
Darling, you can't love one. Darling, you can't love one. You can't love one and have any fun. Oh, darling, you can't love one.
Riding on that New River Train. Riding on that New River Train. Same old train that brought me here is gonna carry me away again.
you can't love too. You can't love too. And true to you, oh darling, you can't love too.
Riding on the new river train. Riding on the new river train. The same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away again.
The Fern Hollow Boys, Paul Dvorak, Dvorak and Paul Dvorak. I was looking at the Delfest website as you guys were playing, and Cumberland, Maryland is so easy to get to. That's yeah. only an hour or so, maybe a little longer, depending on where you live away. And what a lineup. My gosh. Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers are going to be there. Del McCurry, again, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band again. The website is delfest.com, and you've got to be really excited about
we
playing
are.
There.
Yeah.
That's
like you said, camping for a few days and not taking showers and
yeah,
that's just go home and take a bath, but it's worth
it. It's been a long time since I've had one of those nice experiences like that, and it might be about time. It's really been fun having you guys here. Thank you.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
You.
Is there anything else either you wanted to maybe say that I might have missed?
So they're opening for the bluegrass.
Yeah.
But I just want to thank you for allowing musicians to play live on the radio. This
oh,
is such
thank
a treat.
You.
It really is a treat because that's how traditional bluegrass music started, you know, in the old days, like you said, in a can.
I was just going to say, we'll always have a can that you can sing in here. We really ought to get that, and we ought to put some pomade up on the shelf, too.
Yeah.
It's funny, the O Brother, Where Art Thou mm-hmm. references.
Sure.
And I may have told this story once before, but somebody, a friend of Ricky's once caught her and not a close friend, but an acquaintance said, I just discovered this new kind of music that I think you might really like. I've never heard of it before, but it's called bluegrass. And I think you might really like it. And it was due to O Brother, Where Art Thou,
right.
the effect. You know, Deliverance did it with the banjo,
right.
I think.
And Larry, I would like to, and you haven't been to St. Joseph's, have you? The House of Hospitality.
You know, I have not.
And I'd like to invite you to come up and take a tour. You and Ricky could come up. And
I'd like that.
Because it really is something. It's housed in the old Rosalia Foundling Maternity Hospital.
That's up on Bedford, right?
Bedford Avenue, yeah. Right above the Boy Scout Flag Plaza. On
mm-hmm.
that, yeah. So if you ever get a chance to come up, free lunch.
Well, I'll let you know because we, you know, we do some work with Hill House.
I know.
And,
that's what I know you've been up in the neighborhood. So.
Yeah. And, you know, it's never occurred to me. So
yeah.
I'll do that. And we'll look for you on June 9th. I'm sure your dad will be out in front of the stage, too.
Yeah. Come on down. It's going to be a great, great day. Hopefully the weather's nice. But
yeah. And if you go to MonRiverRamblers.com. You just want to say Mon Valley if you're not careful.
Mon City, yeah.
Yeah, MonRiverRamblers.com. You can see Paul Dvorak Jr.'s band's page, and that would be a good way to get in touch with Paul Sr. too. What are you going to close up with?
Well, it really isn't a bluegrass song. It's a instrumental, and it goes back to, I guess, our heritage. It's a chardos and a medley of chardos and dark eyes.
Well done, the Fern Hollow Boys. Thank you, being here, guys. And Paul Dvorak, Senior and Junior. It's always nice to have them here. And hopefully the Mon River Ramblers will come here, too. We'll have to get a few more cans for you to sing into. But we'll have you doing that.